Hello, and welcome to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and we try to clean up the mess here. Is the girl I like gently rejecting me? Hey, here's my situation with this girl. I'm 19 and I've been out of high school for about 1.5 years. I used to be friends with these identical twins who were in my year group, but I was very geeky and awkward back then, so nothing happened. 4 weeks ago, I decided to hold a reunion with my old high school friends at a pub, including these twins, and it went so well that the twins created a group chat a few days later inviting me and my mate to take them out clubbing for the first time. The clubbing went really well. It was their first time clubbing and they seemed to laugh all night and have a good time. A week later, we organized a dinner at a pub and the four of us went there and had an awesome casual meal. I really like one of the twins. She is always in stitches laughing when I'm talking to her, and she always singles me out in the group chat with my friends by teasing me for funny things, and she tries really hard to say funny things plus uses heaps of emojis. Anyway, I decided that I don't want to be friend-zoned, so I made a move and asked her out last night over text. I asked her if she wanted to get a coffee or some late breakfast at this nice cafe. She heart-reacted my message and responded with this message. Quote, "Am thinking of heading out to uni this week to get a start up on prep for my classes and sussing out where they're all located on campus, but Sint and I should be free Friday night?" End quotation. Not sure why her sister, also her best friend, they do everything together almost, is implied to be coming in this situation. She blew off my date idea, but then she suggested Friday night instead. Is that good news? Or is she letting me down easy and feels forced to go out Friday? Sint is her identical twin sister, who is always with her. She's really nice, but I'm confused as to why she invited her. Did she not realize I was asking her out on a date? Or is this her way of gently turning my date proposal down in a nice way by bringing along her sister? They are best friends. Or do you think she's bringing her sister because she's nervous and doesn't want to be left alone with me yet until we further get to know each other? I'm really confused as to whether she's interested in me or not, or if she is feeling forced to go on Friday because she doesn't want to reject me too hard. Sorry for the long and complicated backstory. It would be great if you could help me out, colon, and parentheses. Well, I mean, they're twins, right? So they're going to stick together. That's kind of how that works, doesn't it? Is that the twins got the twin thing going on, so they got to stick together no matter what. But I mean, honestly, it's like the time to ask her out on a date was like while you guys are already out, right? You guys are already out to the pub. You guys are, you know, enjoying time together, that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's when you're going to want to make a move. You're not going to want to make a move over text. And God forbid that it's over the group text. I assume that that's not the case. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, when you guys are at the pub and you guys are hanging out, having a good time, you know, that's when she's probably feeling it, if she's feeling it at all. Now, that's if she might be interested in you. Yeah, okay, then ask her out while you guys are out. But, you know, she could also be just a really cool person and decided to hang out with you guys at the pub because you guys were cool and were friendly. I mean, that could be a situation too. Who knows, maybe her sister is there because that's, you know, maybe she's actually a wingman for her twin sister, for your friend. Who knows? I don't know. But basically all I'm saying is that this should have happened on the date. This can't happen over text. It gets weird because then, you know, of course she's going to have more important stuff to do. Honestly, man, I do have to kind of lean towards the, well, maybe she's, you know, kind of turning you down nicely because, you know, she kind of brushes off your date idea. Did you call it a date? I don't know. But also, you know, here's the thing, man, is that she says, hey, Friday night, let's all go out. Just make a move then and figure it out then. You know, I don't know what you can do now. You buy her a drink or something. You, maybe set up another date or maybe just have a one-on-one conversation. I mean, you got a pretty good point there. Maybe she doesn't know anything about you. Maybe she needs that before she gets asked out over text. Tips on dealing with jealousy towards your crush / best friend's crush? My best friend likes this girl, and TBH, she is very, very similar to me. My best friend is a boy, and I like him so much and have for a few years, but he really likes this other girl, and I'm so jealous, especially as she has rejected him and has her own boyfriend, but now they are going to go to prom together next year and everything, and I was gonna ask him just as friends, seeing as he is my best mate, but now I can't. I also sit next to this other girl in so many lessons, and when he isn't around, I actually kind of like her. We get in well, but when he is around, I feel so much jealousy. Any advice on how to deal with this? I mean, yeah, you're already in the friend zone, right? You understand this, because you're already thinking of asking this guy to the prom as a friend. First off, let's just rewind. Let's stay off of that for a second. And let's go to the part where he's going after a chick that has a boyfriend. So what does that say about those two people? Are the girl and the boyfriend, are they still a thing? And then they're going to prom together? Because why? But does she not have the boyfriend anymore? Or does she still have the boyfriend? Because if that was the case, in any case, right, this guy is like not a good guy, right? If he's going to be going after chicks that have a boyfriend, first off, is that a good move to make? Not really. Second off, I mean, he's chasing something that he can't have, right? And that's kind of the other thing, is that you're such a good friend of him, you have liked him for a few years now, have never told him, or have you, I don't know, but you guys have been really good friends. He knows that you're gonna be there, but what's attractive to him is someone who's not gonna be there as easily, someone who is already taken up by a boyfriend and that kind of stuff. So it's like, you know, getting off on the chase, you know, or whatever. You know, now going back to the part where you were going to ask him just as friends. I mean, what is this, right? You got to ask yourself, what is this? Are you trying to go with him as a friend to the prom? Or do you have a crush on him and you're trying to, you know, take this guy out? You're trying to make this guy your boyfriend or something like this. Is that you have to be sincere and honest with yourself in what you are trying to do. If you're just going to ask this guy as a friend, there's nothing happening there. You're setting it up that way. You're setting it up in such a way where you guys are only going to be viewed as friends. There's not going to be anything more than that if that's how it starts. Also, you had to have asked him out like, you know, 3 years ago, two and a half years ago. Well, there's that. My crush stopped talking to me as much, and recently she has more. She'd previously friend-zoned me, but then she confused me when we started to cuddle and kiss. Then, even more confused when she just stopped. I was pretty happy since she started to talk to me again. Then recently I keep seeing the same dude pop up as if she's talking to him. This happened once before, and she didn't end up doing anything with him, but I still feel like shit. IDK, how to get her off my mind. First off, I have no idea what you're talking about. The same dude pop up as if she's talking to him. I get what this is. Got it. So she's chasing guys around. She's trying to get with somebody and kind of has you just staying in orbit around her. Is this kind of what's going on? Is that she's keeping you on deck while she's, you know, chasing around these other guys and trying to get with them? You know, she's got you in the friend zone to a situation where, you know, she might be, you know, trying to get laid or something like this, or she's, you know, she's trying to get with someone else, but once that person is unavailable, then, you know, she can turn to you and kind of kiss and cuddle or whatever, and have a little bit of that emotional rock while there's, you know, this other part of her life, her romantic life, that's kind of rocky. How to get her off your mind? Do something else and stop paying attention to this person. I mean, if this person is just going to have you stick around just so you can make them feel better and nothing else, I mean, that's, you feel like shit, in your words, you feel like shit having to deal with this kind of thing. Yeah, this, you don't want to be in this situation, man. Start doing something else, you know, pick up a hobby or something, or hang out with other friends. This one is special. It all starts about 11 years ago when a 14-year-old me saw this girl and immediately told my best friend that I was going to marry her. Kept quiet for about 5 years as she was seeing other guys, finally got my chance. We long-distanced for about 6 months as I was enlisted by then. Couldn't work it out then. Now, after 5 more years, we are spending some quality time together as friends, and I'm hoping this takes us somewhere. Any advice is appreciated. You're kind of there, dude. I mean, this is kind of, you know, the situation that you kind of want, right? You've known this person for quite a while. You know, you probably were friends back then, that kind of stuff. Your lives take y'all in different directions. And then you meet back up when you're adults and have some experience under both of y'all's belts. So I would say, what else is there to do, right? You take her out on a date, or you ask her out or something like that. Tell her how you actually feel and be honest with her. I'm attracted to you. You know, we've known each other for a long time, and, you know, I kind of want to see where this thing goes. I think that's how you do it. It doesn't really sound like you're in a major friend zone situation. You just need to ask her out. Am I in the friend zone? Hey guys, throwaway. Sorry for the wall of text. So I was at a friend's backyard party with maybe 10 to 15 other people, socially distancing / wearing masks. I see a really cute girl and we strike up a small conversation. Kept it very casual and nonchalant. And that was that. Noticed that other guys were ogling her and making her uncomfortable by being overly sexual. Now, I am not saying I am better than them or anything like that. I don't want to give off nice guy vibes. Anyway, cue a week later for the 4th of July. Go over my friend's house again for the 4th, and it's just 6 of us. We talk again, and this time it's a little sexual, playing truth or dare, and we kind of hit it off. After she leaves, 3 of my friends said that she loved me at the first party and that I would be a great father figure. Little too much, I know. She loved the fact that I didn't make her uncomfortable or put pressure. Cue to this past Saturday, 6 friends went to a winery, me and her included. All of us were drinking and she was dropping hints and making comments about wishing I was set up with her, and I completely ignored those comments. I am not good at flirting with other people around. However, me and her kept on talking, cracking jokes, and in general, kind of just being next to each other. However, I never made my intentions clear of how I view her. Want a romantic relationship / date. She DMs me funny videos on Instagram and we chat about how much fun we had and kept it casual / friendly. However, after a while she starts sending me one word responses. Did I royally fuck something up? Should I have mentioned my intentions from the get-go? I was thinking about giving her a call and asking her out for a cup of coffee / walk this Friday, just me and her, and I am worried about being placed in the friend zone. Again, sorry for the wall of text. TLDR, did I unintentionally place myself in the friend zone? Yes. Did you royally fuck something up? Yes. Should I have mentioned my intentions from the get-go? Yes. Yes, you should have done all of that. Here's the thing, you were handed it on a silver platter. She was basically saying, hey, here it is, go ahead and take it, and you didn't, unfortunately. And this is going to be a lesson, man. This is going to be a lesson, you know, one of those things that you're going to look back on and think, wow, I was a fucking idiot. Unfortunately for you, it happened like a week or 2 weeks later. For a lot of us, fortunately, it happens much, much later in life. many years passed before this happens for a lot of us. And then we think, oh man, I was a fucking idiot. So I'm sorry about that, buddy. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like when you're handed, you know, this kind of thing, this kind of situation, you know, and it's given to you just right there, you got to take it. And it's one of those things where, yeah, unfortunately, you know, yeah, when it's a situation where, you know, there's a lot of people around and stuff like this, you do have to make your intentions known. And, you know, kind of think about it this way, right? Is that you think about this chick and you think, wow, she's beautiful, she's amazing, she's, you know, laughs at all my jokes, or she has, you know, interests similar to mine, or these, you know, she has an interesting life or something like this. And you think these things about her, right? And you're with all of your other friends, you're with other people that you're around in your social circle, and, you know, she's making a move on you. You have to think about it in this way. It's like you have to make your intentions known so much that you have to be honest with her and yourself and everybody else around you guys, by saying and admitting to yourself and telling everybody else, yeah, she's beautiful, she's amazing, she's laughing, she's really into me, this is awesome. I mean, it's one of those things where you have to be, you have to know it so much, know that so much, know your opinion about her so much, and that much is true, and then show that to everybody else. Yeah, you know, not of course not saying, hey, parading her around, but what I'm saying is that by talking to her and by flirting with her and by engaging with her and stuff like that, yeah, you're admitting that kind of thing. You have to be honest about that. She DMs you funny videos on Instagram. I mean, you had a window of opportunity. You had a window of opportunity. And you know what? Here's the shitty part, is that why are you getting the one word answers now? Is because when she was flirting with you at the winery, that's the moment where she wants you to put yourself out there. That's where she's super appreciative that you don't put a lot of pressure. You know, she thinks you're a great father figure or whatever. You know, she thinks you're great, but you're not like these guys that make it overly sexual or make her super uncomfortable. But what she wants is a little bit of what those guys have, in that they are willing to tell her that she's sexy, or acknowledge that she's sexy, or that they're into her. You know, that's at the very least what she's looking for. When she's flirting with you, she doesn't want to for you to completely drop the ball. She wants you to acknowledge it in some way and, you know, basically admit to her, yeah, I am into you, let's go out. How do you reconcile? I don't know. Can you meet up with her again? Can you call her? Are you guys, you know, you and your friends hanging out soon? That kind of stuff. This mentality of, I was thinking about giving her a call and asking her out, it's got to go from thinking to doing. It's, you got to put thinking out of it. If you think about it too much, you're going to outthink yourself. You're going to think yourself out of it, basically. So you don't want to do that. You want to pick up the phone, you want to call her. It's at this point, it's worth a shot, because that's kind of what you got. Hey guys, what's up again? LOL. So, an update. I'm officially nearly 2 weeks without contact with this girl, but I really am struggling and miss her a lot. She was my best friend, and now it's weird not talking to her anymore. Does anyone have any advice/tips on how to cope with this situation better, or can tell me about their experiences of no contact? Thanks. Yeah, you just got to do something else, man. You got to focus on something else. You got to pick up a hobby, or just pick up other friends, or, you know, find another girl to be attracted to. When going no contact, I mean, think about it this way. I don't really know what kind of situation you are in, but, you know, you got to think about it this way. If you were actually in the friend zone, say that it was a situation where, you know, you were in the friend zone and, you know, you felt like you were spilling your heart to her or whatever, and she just didn't acknowledge it. And then now that you've gone no contact, she's like okay with it. You know what I mean? It's like in a lot of these situations, you got to understand with friend zone, right? And like going no contact with a person, it can happen one of two ways, right? The first way is that you tell them, hey, I am interested in you. Obviously, you're not interested in me. Unfortunately, I just can't talk to you anymore because just talking to you hurts too much. And then they'll be like, oh, wow, that's really sad. I'm sorry to hear about this. I really wish it wasn't this way. I'll really be missing a friend, and I hope I can talk to you in the future. That's the first way that it can happen. And that'd be great because maybe you have a friend at the end of it. The second way that it can happen is that she could just completely not fucking care. Is that you could be like, doing what you're doing, just going no contact, saying that you have to go no contact, or even just not even doing that, just straight up just not replying to the last message that she sent, or what it's most likely to be is not sending a second text message after your first text message that she didn't respond to. I mean, you could totally get that response too, where she just like flat out does not care. And in that case, I mean, you got to think about it that way as like, well, she doesn't care. I mean, why do you care so much? That's all. You just have to stop caring. Realize that nothing can be done about it. You're much better off exploring other avenues and exploring different people, and then just move on from there. Can we stay friends? Not one to turn to social media to ask for advice, but here goes. Recently, my best guy friend confessed to me, and I said I liked him back too. Plus, keep in mind, I'm P young, and this was my first ever encounter with a confession. And a few days later, I realized I only liked him as a friend. So I broke it to him, and you can say he didn't take it well. He said he still wanted to try to remain as friends, but we haven't talked since. It's been a few days. Oh my goodness. It's gonna take more than a few days for him to overcome this, but do y'all think there's any chance of us remaining as friends? That's a tough one, right? I mean, it's just like the last situation is that, you know, you realize that you don't want to be in a romantic relationship with this person. And you got to stick with that. And you know what? He could do one of two things, right? This is the perfect counter to what we were just talking about, which is he could do one of two things, which is he could say, hey, can we stay friends? And then kind of like not contact you for a while, but then come back in contact with you. And then the way that it's going to happen is that he's going to keep trying to be in a relationship with you, or keep trying to hint at his attraction to you, or something like this, or otherwise somehow get you in this entrapment where, since you guys are still friends and conversing, then, you know, that means that you might be attracted to him, or there's a chance for him, or something like this, and then you've been leading him on, and how could you, and that kind of stuff. So that's like kind of a situation that could happen. And the other situation that could happen is that he could say, hey, can we remain as friends? And then just not talk to you. And just not talk to you because, you know, that's going to hurt him. If he's going to, you know, if him speaking to his crush is going to hurt him, he's not going to want to do that. Or he could just try to ignore you as much as possible. In which case, you know what? I mean, both of y'all are going to have to respect your guys' space is basically what this comes down to, is that, you know, can you guys stay friends? Sure. After a while, maybe after he gets a girlfriend, or, you know, becomes obsessed with something else or something. But, you know, hopefully he takes it in the right way and is able to reconcile his heartbreak in a healthy manner. And then you guys can be friends. I think mostly I would just say respect the space. Don't reach out to this guy. If he reaches out to you again, kind of just be aware of where the relationship and the friendship is kind of going, and just try to get a feel for where he's at. And if it turns into a situation where, you know, he's trying to be romantic again and you still don't want to be, then you have to decide to not talk to this person. But if he, you know, if he comes back and he's like, hey, it's all good, let's be friends, and you guys all hang out with each other's friends, or he becomes interested in someone or something else, or just generally doesn't try to make himself your boyfriend, then it'll probably be fine. Okay, thank you everybody for listening to the podcast, and we will see you later.